Cleaning Nation, welcome to another episode of the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. As always, I want to start the show by thanking you, my amazing, amazing listeners, Cleaning Nation, for sharing the show, finding people that need the help that we offer here. It is because of you that we exist and continue doing what we're doing. If you're on YouTube, check out our podcast. It's totally free to subscribe to. If you're on podcast, check out the YouTube. If you're on either of them and haven't joined our free Facebook group, check that out. All those resources at growmycleaningcompany.com, in addition to some more great stuff. I actually just put up a video just for you. Go check it out, growmycleaningcompany.com. Today, as you may see, we are chatting with the world-famous Paul Unifusser from the Uptown Butler. Uptown Butler has been serving Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas area since 2010 with residential cleaning. I had the opportunity to meet him, feels like a month ago now, in Dallas-Fort Worth at the SWEPT conference, some of you guys heard of. Paul, welcome to the show, my friend.
Nice to be here.
Great to have you, man. And apparently, yeah. Paul is a huge Campbell Soup fan as well as Yellow Sticky Notes fan. So that's good to know right off the bat.
Yellow Sticky Notes are for the dogs.
Very important business stuff we got going on here.
That's right.
And I can't remember if I said it in the intro or not. TheUptownButler.com. If I didn't say it, there you go. As always, that will be on the show notes page, growmycleaningcompany.com. Everything we do here will be there so you can get it. What brought you to the SWEP, man? I remember meeting you and we kind of connected, but how did you wander in?
I answered it due to I'd listened to a couple of your podcasts, and then I had watched, listened. It was something that was in the caption that was being offered at the conference. Mm-hmm. I think the automation and how to get out of working in the field within 90 days. And that's why.
Cool.
And my goal is to get out of the field in 90 days.
Beautiful. Fantastic. We can help you all that. And how did you get in the field? What made you, because your business model, actually, let's do this before we jump into the question. I'm pretty familiar with your business model, but obviously the listeners aren't. Paul has got a little bit of a different take on the cleaning or the residential cleaning service model. Tell us a little bit about that.
Actually, we service the upper end market, the basically $300,000 to about $6 million a year earner. And how we got into this was the clients that we had were asking us to fulfill, like to help them find people to do dog walking or plumbers or whatever household services they needed. And then if the person didn't show up or didn't do the job they expected, they were holding us, you know, kind of semi-responsible for finding the work. So one day I just said, screw it, I'll just do it myself. So we started bringing people in-house and we kind of evolved from upscale cleaning to a full concierge service that we do dog walking, pet sitting. We have two handymen that we keep on retainer, a plumber, an interior decorator, and just about everything else that you can think of, and including full moving and storage, all for our clientele.
I got to tell you, as a guy that makes a couple bucks, that's a very appealing model. Like you're in Dallas, Fort Worth, I'm in Phoenix, so that may not be that appealing, but I work constantly with always, and I always look at other people that I know and trust that are probably do pretty well financially as well with, you know, a guy, who's your guy? And it's a constant network amongst, and I'm sure that's correct. At every income level, like I need someone that's not going to screw me, but people that have higher income maybe have different needs for who that guy is in terms of maybe it's not price that's as important. It's, is he qualified? Is he going to overcharge me because he sees I have a nice house? All sorts of different stuff. So I love the model. I don't want to get too nosy, but I want to bring up, hopefully you're charging not just a little more, but a lot more than John's cleaning service to do kind of this extended service that you offer.
Well, we were charging, when this first started, we were charging a little bit below market because basically...
Now, when you say market, which market? The concierge market or the cleaning market?
The cleaning market. And okay. Then over time, we've been over time, as new clients come on, we've been raising the rate. And then this fall, we're actually taking a major jump in rate because between working with you and somebody else that's working on our books, they're like, you're charging too little. So we're going to stair step a 20% hike.
I was just going to say, if you're not charging 30 to 50% more than a typical cleaning company, you're not charging enough for a couple reasons, for three reasons really. And I know this isn't what you called for, but dang it, this is good stuff. And I want to share it not just with you, but with Cleaning Nation as well. there's three specific reasons you should be charging at least 30% more than other cleaning companies. First of all, and again, I'm in your demographic, and I know a lot of folks that are in that demographic. And for us, obviously, too expensive sometimes will disqualify, but too cheap will disqualify more often.
Correct.
If it's too cheap, I'm like, oh, it's not good, right? So that's the first thing is, if it's too cheap, I'm immediately going to disqualify you as, oh, he doesn't know the level of service I want. I'd rather pay more for someone that gets what I want as a service and will do it. And I need the price to be appropriate for
right. And there's some, and we don't have a set price with every client. We actually, with the specialty clients, it's more per their project.
Okay.
And so, again, priced reasonably to their project. Now on the cleaning side of it, the cleaning side of the project, we figure out how many hours it's going to take, but we give them a flat rate because I don't believe in nickel and diming.
Sure.
I believe here's your flat rate. We'll do some extra stuff for you as long as it doesn't take more than an extra 15, 20 minutes or whatever. We'll change air filters, light bulbs, you know, maybe help rearrange something if they want us to or something like that. But when the bottom fell out of the financial market in 2009, we kind of kept our rates flat. But now that the Dallas market in the last year has really soared, now we've got to raise our rates because of what they're expecting, our level of service, and we're having to pay probably almost $4 an hour more than a typical cleaning service to get good help.
Well, that's the second thing I was going to say is, first, you got to be in line with what I expect, right? If you're like, oh, I've got this first class ticket for $9, I don't believe you and I'm not going to buy it, even if it is a first class ticket. The second thing is, the nice thing about your niche is it doesn't, the poor and the rich are always going to stay in Walmart's always going to do well and Nordstrom's always going to do well, because when the financial crisis hits and I'm making $600,000 a year and I've got a net worth of $4 million and my income drops to $200,000 or not, my net worth maybe goes from $4 million to $3 million. The $500 a month I'm spending on my concierge service still doesn't make a difference to me. So I'm okay. And the Walmart folks are always going to be okay, because when we're broke, you still got to buy food, still got to buy toilet paper.
That's
so
true.
anyway, all that to say, we'll move on. But I got to tell you, for that service, there's more reasons we don't have. I just want to get into, because I want to make sure I answer your question. Make sure you're charging enough. Oh, I'll just give you the last one real quick. Every good thing that you're going to do for them costs money. So I would rather you charge me more and the service is stupendous than you charge me less. You know, like Nordstrom's, when you walk in, they've got a live piano player. That's not cheap, right? That's all real estate that could be used for clothes to sell me something. And you've got a piano that's probably $20,000. You've got a live player. This is another employee that doesn't even do anything. Not cheap. But I'd rather just pay, you know, $87 for a sweater as opposed to $23 for a sweater. But I've got that if I'm going to Nordstrom's. Right? I go to Walmart. I don't want that. All right. Enough of that rant that you didn't even ask for. Let's jump. How can I help you today, man? What's your actual question that you actually want help on?
A lot of our clients are upscale. They're seasonal. They're tied to the sports. They're tied to basketball or hockey or football. And so during the summer, we actually are very slow because we have a good retention rate. Our retention rate among the clients that we do have is probably 4+ years on the reoccurring clients. But now we're trying to fill that market to where we're not tied to the seasons. So most of our clientele, they leave the state during the summer for June, July, and August. And then they come back, whatever respective sport they're in, they come back when that sport starts back up. So during that time that they're not here, we're not really handling everything for them. So now we're trying to get the market for the like general cleaning and general detail cleaning. We're trying to capture more of that market. We were on Amazon Home Services, and our capture rate from Amazon over was below 5%. So I don't feel like that actually worked very well. That's where we're stuck at.
Cool. I've got a rant I can give you that I think we'll give you two or three solutions to that. First solution is, so there's kind of two categories. One is change your model with the people that you've got to eliminate seasonality. And we'll talk a little bit about that. Two is add a different model or add another non-seasonal player. Yeah. So let's start with the beginning and then move to the second step. So step one, you hit it on the head, which I'm constantly preaching. I'm glad that you got it for your market, but it's true for all the markets. People don't want a nickel and dime. I'll give you a dollar to do this. I'll give you $16 to do that. Now this, you know, I hate when I have lawyers. I always just like, just give me a flat fee. here's 10 grand, make this problem go away. I don't want to be like, every time we talk, it's $250 an hour or $6 a minute. And we're talking about the weather or how you do. And I'm like, is this costing me $6 a minute? So they don't go monthly. I mean, you might have monthly payments, but they're just like, here's the problem. I will solve it. Give me this much money. And I think you're doing that on a monthly basis. Like, we don't go project by project. It's just like, here's the monthly fee. I would extrapolate your service to take care of what they need year round. And I'd have it a flat monthly fee. Or at least explore that. We'd have to talk more. But option one to explore is you go, certainly what we do is cleaning and maintenance of your home, right? Because I'm assuming if I'm making $1 million a year, I'm not living in a $250,000 condo. I've got maybe $1 million home. That $1 million home might have a pool with really nice trees, with maintenance that needs to happen, with I'm afraid people are going to steal from it. Or what if I've got fish? Who's going to watch the fish? Or like, oh my God, I've got the freaking, my wife and the fish. Or the dogs or whatever. So it would be So say when they're there, the fee might be $800 a month. And when they're gone, the fee might be $250 a month, right? Whatever the case may be, to provide this maintenance service, you would add up all the months and say it's just $400 a month. It's an annual contract. And we provide the service year round. So you're going to want to add other services that they might have in terms of, we'll pick up your newspaper. We'll call and turn off all of your utilities. And then we'll call and turn it back on again when you come. Or we'll install some sort of thermostat to make sure that you can manage, so it's not, you know, if it's your home's not going to get too hot and break. And we'll manage your home when you're there. Here's what it looks like. When you're not there, here's what it looks like. And that fee is $425, whatever your fee is, it is. So that's the first thing, is you, instead of solving this little problem of you need this clean, and then sometimes you need the dog walk, the this done, the that done, you just say, I'm your concierge service. And for $500 a month, again, pick your fee, you have access to our service. The base service is your house is always going to be clean and safe and maintained. If we go to your house and you need a new roof or you need something, well, sure, that will be a separate thing, but you'll get a special pricing and special treat because you're part of our $500 a month service. So that would if I woke up in your shoes, that's the way I would go, is I take all my customers and deepen the relationship, make it a lot stickier, right? Now they're not cleaning services. They're like, well, who the hell is going to change my air filters? Because the air conditioner is either not going to run and then the house is going to get damaged, or it's going to run and who's going to change my damn air filters or light bulbs or just the outside lights to make sure it doesn't look like nobody's home? Who's going to go check it? You know, all this stuff, it makes me happy. I just write the Uptown Butler a check and this whole freaking thing is dealt with, right? Because at the level you're talking about, they don't really have small houses. They have estates and estates require maintenance. Yeah. So there's pools, there's jacuzzis, there's outdoor fireplaces, there's multiple air conditioning or heating units. There's all sorts of crap. Exactly. And maybe they've got fish and that's I need a fish guy. Like, I don't know a fish guy. I take care of the fish. And then that could also work with, I don't know about them, but I travel a lot and I've got my baby, I've got my wife, I've got my two dogs, I've got the fish, and there's always, who's going to take care of the fish? Who's got the baby? Who's got the dogs? If I could just call Paul and I knew, hey, I pay $500 a month and that includes 5 or 10 or X amount of fish, dog, baby hours, but it's all included. And that would be the first and foremost thing I would do, is add more, deepen that relationship, right? Instead of just having this, we do cleaning and ad hoc stuff. It's like, oh no, we are this complete solution for this estate in this home. We take care of all this stuff. It's a flat amount a month that comes with X amount of hours of free concierge service. If you use it, great. If not, you know, like at the gym, right? I can go to the gym every day or no day, but it's the same. It's the same flat fee. And then for upgraded service, they get a cheaper price, right? Because, oh, I'm part of the club, right? I get to go to Costco for $100 a year and it still costs money and Costco still makes money, but I get better service because I'm part of this club. That would be the first thing. Second thing is you pick an opposite niche. So I don't know how, I'm not as good at sports and timing as you probably are, but if the hockey guys are there in the winter and the NFL's there in the summer, you complement it. But it sounds like you've kind of got all three of the folks.
All three of ours are pretty close to the same time. That's okay,
so
why we're trying.
So we find a different niche, right? So we find a niche that's opposite, right? All the financial people are the fill in the blank people come into debt. I'm sure it's tough because I met you in June and it was like 92 degrees. I'm in Phoenix. I'm like, 92, that's nothing. It was 319% humidity. I dropped dead. It was the worst. So it might be a little tougher in summer. There may be a smaller group of people that come in because they're not coming for the weather. That's for sure.
But no, they're not.
There's probably a group that's like, yeah, in summer, we're in Dallas-Fort Worth because that's when this market is hot and that's when we deal with it. So that would be ideal, is find a reverse seasonality. These 7 months were covered. I got to find people that come in and show up during these 5 months. So again, I've got three suggestions in hierarchy. The first one is amortize out my core competency that I've already got. And instead of my average customer being worth $4,000 a year, let's make them worth $6,000 a year. And I'm going to provide them more service and make them, you think, you know, instead of 4 years, they're going to stay for 8 years because they can't find anyone else to do that, right? Now they're stuck.
Like, right.
Paul, take care of my fish. I can't leave town. Who's going to do that?
Most of them look at it. We take care of the house, the dogs, the grocery shopping, ground transportation for them. And we do arrange like repairs, our household maintenance, yard people, pool people, all that. So basically it is truly one number.
Yard and pool, that needs to be handled whether I'm at the house or not. And I want to be able to sleep at night. And stuff like transportation, you're not going to come, you're not driving my house. You're going to call the Uber, the whatever deal that you've or the limo. I don't care if I'm in freaking New York or LA or Dallas Fort Worth. You could, that's jobs I still want you doing. So I'm not like, oh, my life's great when I leave. You know, one of the reasons we hate travel, we got a little 2-year-old that goes a tutor time like 3-4 hours a day, which gives us a break. And then when we travel, it's like, crap, where we get, you know, we have to have a whole new relationship with a whole nother tutor time. So if I have a Paul who's taking care of my transportation, well, when I leave, I still need transportation help more so. I'm not at home. I need help. And so I would, that's the service that I would follow me around with. Cause as your customer, I'm like, well, I miss Paul and one of the bummers of me leaving town is I don't have my butler service anymore. For the stuff that's not transferable is house related. Great, you can keep. I'm not taking my house with me. You can keep maintaining that for a monthly fee. Things that are movable are things like travel. I don't care if you're arranging travel or all the stuff that you talked about. If I want to get tickets to a restaurant or a good game or something like that, you don't need to be where I'm at. You can do that over the phone. So I would read that again. I'm going to give you another two, but that's my favorite one is really deepen the relationship and make it portable because you want it to be sticky, right? You want the pain of disconnect for your customers to be like, yeah, I don't care about the cleaning anymore. I could probably get it cheaper, but who the hell is going to handle my travel? Who's going to handle, you know, I need Paul. But if I'm leaving 5 months out of the year, now I got to get another Paul. And now I could, as soon as that Paul gets smart, he's going to take your job because I'm going to be like, oh, that guy takes care of me no matter where I go. That's who I'm using. Or I realize I can live without Paul. I want you to create a Paul, impossible to live without Paul society where they're like, I got to have my Paul. I got to take him with me. So that would be the first and foremost thing. Second would be to pick a niche that offsets your niche leaves at this time. This other niche comes in at that same time. A little tougher because the weather's not great. So there'll be it'll be slimmer pickings in terms of the summer who's coming in. But I guarantee you there is a group of wealthy people that come in every summer. You just got to find them. The third option would be just to find a whole different niche that's not seasonal at all, which won't solve your problem. It'll just offset it, right? So if you're doing $1 million now with this very specific niche and you add $300,000 of this other niche that's not seasonal, that's still not going to fix the problem. It'll just make it less painful. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So you'd have to kind of, until you get either, the only way to solve the problem is, like I said, amortize the rate that they pay every month to a flat monthly fee or to get an opposing, you guys come in summer, you guys come in winter. So, you know, one level drops right as the other one's going up and I don't really feel any pain. Adding a second niche will help, but it's never going to solve it because you're still going to be seasonal. You'll just be less seasonal, right? Instead of going from 8, and again, I don't know your numbers, but instead of going from 100,000 to 30, you might go from 100,000 to 60.
But yeah,
that's not the
less
goal.
Unless we...
Right, less seasonal. So that doesn't
unless
solve it, it band-aids it.
And less than less seasonal, we run it just as a straight general detail cleaning service that basically kind of like what we were getting off of Amazon Home Services or what we used to get from Home Advisors. I mean, that we could run it as that's what I've kind of thought about running it just as a separate training, separate business altogether.
But that won't fix the seasonality in your core business.
But that's still not going to fix the seasonality, you're correct.
Right. It can take some of the sting off, but you're still going to be seasonal. It's just whether you might go from a 50% drop to a 30% drop or 80% drop to a 50%, but you're still going to go from this drop to that drop unless you fix your core business model or just live with or find, again, opposing things like we do this in the summer and this in the winter. And when one drops, the other one comes up, that will fix it. But yeah, adding another niche will only take away the sting. All right. Any other questions on that before we hit the lightning round? I give you the opportunity to share some of your experience. Good to go. All right. Well, let's do the lightning round. I'm done yakking. I would love to hear some of your experience. Three quick questions. You're going to give three amazing answers. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received, personal or professional?
Do the very best that I can do for the client.
Good life advice, good business advice, good advice. Question two, what's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business? Maybe we can learn from and save ourselves some headache.
Especially in our market, not getting all of our dots and our T's crossed before we get started.
How do you mean?
Some of the auxiliary services, because what we do is we take care of the payments for a lot of our clients on auxiliary services or concierge services. So it's not, there's been a few times where even though we got a verbal okay to get repairs done or verbal okay for something, with me not getting it in writing, I've kind of eaten the cost before.
Yeah, I didn't say market. I didn't say I wanted that, but I already provided the service.
All right.
That's so crappy.
Yeah. So basically making sure that we have all of our ducks in a row.
And that could be as simple as an email, right? Like email. Yeah.
That is correct. Email or text.
Yeah. Even text if you can save it. Okay. Last question. What's one idea that Cleaning Nation can put into practice right away? It doesn't have to be earth shattering, just something that they can implement today in the next hour that'll give them a little bump in their life or their business.
Making your clients feel less of a number and more of a real person and part of the family.
Gosh, I'd argue with if I could, man, but that is great advice for just about any business that you're in. Paul, thank you for joining us. Thank you for sharing your passion, your business model, your desire to grow. I appreciate you. I know the Cleaning Nation appreciates you. Cleaning Nation, if you want to check out Paul's show notes page and the special video I told you I made for you and everything you need to grow your cleaning company, it's all at growmycleaningcompany.com. I'll see you there. All right. We are good to go, Paul. Hopefully that was helpful to you.
Yes, it was.
Cool. All right. That's it, man. Nat will let you know when your show will go live. Any other questions, comments, rude remarks?
No, it was good.
All right. Yeah. And I really do think that's a big one. I think if we could figure out a way to, not that we can't add another niche, I'm all for that. But if the real problem is I need to change my seasonality, I think changing how you bill and the services you provide is it. And I think that's
helped out while extending the services.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.